Now I'm going to look at the groupings regarding the Olympic men's and Olympic women's football teams.
So in the men's group, in Group A, you've got Brazil, South Africa, Iraq, Denmark. In Group B, you've got Sweden, Colombia, Nigeria and Japan. In Group C, you've got Fiji, South Korea, Mexico and Germany. In Group D, you've got Honduras, Algeria, Portugal and Argentina. In the women's group, in Group E, you've got Brazil, China, Sweden, South Africa. In Group F, you've got Canada, Australia, Zimbabwe and Germany. And in Group G, you've got USA, New Zealand, France and Colombia. So I'm just going to let you know what kind of stars are in action. So it just gives you an idea. So as I mentioned to you earlier, Neymar of Brazil is taking part in the tournament for Brazil. And he's the Barcelona forward. And he will captain the Brazil squad, aiming to win its first Olympic gold medal. The hosts also have Lazio midfielder Philippe Anderson in the squad, along with Neymar's Barca teammate Rafinha and Paris Saint-Germain defender Marquinhos. Meanwhile, Tottenham forward Song Heung-min will represent South Korea, and Chelsea's Jean-Michel Obi brings experience for Nigeria. Also, 5 times Women's World Player of the Year, Marta competes in a 4th Olympics for Brazil, while her 38-year-old teammate Formiga is going to her 6th Games and is looking to continue her streak of appearing at every Women's Olympic football tournament. The reigning world and Olympic champions, USA, have 7 gold medal winners in the lineup. Among them is goalkeeper Hope Solo, who could win a record 4th Olympic title at Rio, and current World Player of the Year, Carly Lloyd. So you may be wondering, why aren't Great Britain in there? So Team GB fielded men's and women's team at London 2012, with both sides knocked out at the quarterfinal stage. The English Football Association had hoped to have both teams in Rio, but they failed to gain support from the other home nations, and FIFA was not willing to accept a Great Britain team without players from every one of the home nations.
Now I'm going on to all the English football.
The Football League has rebranded itself in the off-season, and it's now called the EFL. EFL standing for English Football League. So the EFL are starting this season's new football season, which will commence this Friday, the 5th of August. So if I just give you all the fixtures from the Football League regarding the Championship, League One and League 2, for the benefit of all our listeners in Sheffield and in South Yorkshire, and also for those of you listening in Nottingham as well. So first of all, on Friday the 5th of August, we've got Fulham against Newcastle. So that should be a brilliant game, because Newcastle, who recently got relegated, against Fulham, who got relegated a few seasons back. So both former Premier League teams. So that should be a fantastic start to the new football season. So that starts on Friday the 5th of August. Fulham versus Newcastle. That's a 7:45 kickoff. If I just run through the fixtures in full for Saturday the 6th of August in the Championship, all these games kick off at 3 o'clock. So we've got Birmingham against Cardiff, Blackburn against Norwich, Bristol City against Wigan, Derby against Brighton, Huddersfield against Brentford, Ipswich against Barnsley, Nottingham Forest against Burton, Reading against Preston, and Rotherham against Wolves. On the 7th of August in the Championship, we've got QPR versus Leeds, which is a 12 o'clock kickoff. And then we've got Sheffield Wednesday versus Aston Villa, which is a 4:30 p.m. kickoff. So those were your fixtures in the Championship. So if I just go to the fixtures in
League One.
So League One fixtures, they also start on Saturday the 6th of August. And all these games are a 3 o'clock kickoff. It's Bolton against Sheffield United, Bradford against Port Vale, Bury against Charlton, Millwall against Oldham, Northampton against Fleetwood, Oxford United against Chesterfield, Rochdale against Peterborough, Scunthorpe against Bristol Rovers, Shrewsbury against MK Dons, Southend against Gillingham, Swindon against Coventry, and Warsaw against Wimbledon. So all these kick off on the 6th of August at 3 p.m. And moving on to League Two fixtures, I'll just bring them to you in a moment. So in League Two, all these fixtures kick off on the 6th of August. All of them are at 3 p.m. as well. So in League Two of the EFL, we've got Accrington versus Doncaster, Blackpool versus Exeter, Cambridge versus Barnet, Cheltenham versus Leyton Orient, Crawley versus Wickham, Grimsby versus Morecambe, Hartlepool versus Colchester, Newport versus Mansfield, Plymouth versus Luton, Portsmouth versus Carlisle, Stevenage versus Crewe, and Yeovil versus Notts County. So they're all your fixtures for the Championship, for the League One and League Two for the weekend of for the 4th, 5th and 6th of August. So if it's any of your teams that are playing and you would like to leave your view on how your team in the EFL will perform this season, then simply put SWZ in a hashtag, so hashtag SWZ and your team name, and let me know your thoughts on how your team will perform this season. It'll be a very, very interesting season. The standard of football will be very, very difficult in these leagues, and let's see how these teams perform in the upcoming season.